Hello, everybody. It's Coach MJ. I am in Nashville. If you came to the call last time, you know that some of the NoBS team have come to Nashville. Corinne has got a weight loss membership, but she has also started a membership to help business women start online businesses because she's good at it. And so we are here for our first ever business event. We're excited about that. So the event is Monday and Tuesday, and then the leadership team has meetings Wednesday and Thursday. So I'll be here for a while. So I'm doing my call from here. This is the 30-day plan. So we're going to talk about, this is especially for anybody who is brand new to NoBS, but it is for anybody who is like, listen, I have gotten complacent. I ain't doing the shit I want to do. Please give me a kick in the ass. Help me plan for the next 30 days. That is what we're going to work on, okay, today on this. And I'll also show you a couple little things on the website so that you'll know how to find some things. I want y'all to do me a favor. I didn't tell you what I did. I'm the head of the member success team here at NoBS. So it's literally my job to make sure you lose weight. Like, that's my actual job description. Make sure they lose weight. Give them everything they need to be able to lose weight. That's my job. So if you joined after the summer reset, Coach Lisa's here with us. I meant to say that too. Coach Lisa is here with us. She is typing in all caps. She is in the chat and in the Q&A. So if you have any questions, just ask Lisa. She's going to take really, really good care of you. So at the bottom of your Zoom page, it says reactions. So I want you to give me a thumbs up, celebration, heart, anything like that. If you just joined yesterday after the summer reset, welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. We are so excited to have you. So excited to have you. And if you are ready to watch the replays, the amazing NoBS marketing team worked tirelessly. They are already on your membership website, nobswomen.com. Go under events and you will see the video replays. We've got tons of digital swag over there. We've got it broken down into parts and pieces so that you don't have to listen to the entire thing at one time. Everything is there. Mish is our newest coach. Mish is in the chat. She was just announced today. Amazing NoBS woman. She was just announced. She just got hired as the newest sister wife on the NoBS coaching team, I guess like a week and a half ago or something like that. And she is started. So we have a new NoBS coach. I see you on here, Mish. Welcome. And video replays. Make sure that you check those out. The podcast, though, they will go on your podcast, your private member podcast, but not until Tuesday. So we were able to get the video replays up today. Podcasts take a little bit longer. It will be on the time that we promised you, which was Tuesday. It will be up on Tuesday. So, all right. Also, make sure your chat is set to everyone in case you want to talk to people. And there are closed captioning on this call. So just hit closed caption and, there you go. And you can read along. So let's get after it. I'm going to share my screen. We're going to go over a few things. Very excited. All right. See, I'm on my laptop. You know, I love my Big Mac. Y'all know that if you saw last call. All right, 30-day success plan. Now, there is a handout for the 30-day success plan. If you, it is printable, it is fillable, it is downloadable, it's all the things. If you don't have it or you didn't do it yet, it's okay. Don't worry about it. This touches on some stuff in that success plan. We'll go over a couple things in that success plan. Not everything, it's something you might want to go back and revisit, but today, we're going to use the chat a lot. So just, feel free to chat if you want to. 30-day success plan. It all starts with belief. If you at all came to the summer reset yesterday, Corinne talked about belief. She talked about, you don't have to believe in order to lose your weight. But a lot of times when people think belief, they think that they have to believe they can lose it all. Okay. That's not true. You do not need to believe that you can get to your goal weight in order to get started. You, and no BS, that's not how it works with us. We start with very small, very doable beliefs. And that's where we come from. We talked about yesterday on the summer reset yesterday as well. Future you, who you're going to be in the future. And Corinne talked a lot about, you may have a really hard time seeing that version of you, believing in that long-term version of you. All we're going to do is bring it back in, to bring it back in to something that's very easy for us to see. Your ability to lose weight this month, today, this week, this summer, has nothing to do with your past at all. We talked about this on the coaching call the last hour. What you think about and do today impacts tomorrow's results. So many of us sit around and think like, well, you know, I did that Deal a Meal by Richard Simmons and I didn't lose weight. Guess I can't lose weight today. Girl, we talking about 1980. Let's leave him in the past. Let's leave Susan Powder back there. We're not doing Susan Powder. We're doing no BS. And we'll sit and think about all the times we failed at weight loss instead of thinking about how this time it's going to be different. How today can be different than the Deal a Meal. How it can be different to walk away the pounds by Leslie Sansone. Who all did that, honey? We all did that one. So you need to think about today and how, what you need to do today in order to change your weight loss. So when you join No BS, you a lot of times will start to think, I just keep messing up, and you feel really, really hopeless. We are not trying to make you feel like you're on top of the world with these new thoughts. We're just talking about moving away from hopeless. So all we're going to ask you to do is you go through NoBS, the NoBS weight loss course. It takes time to get good at things. Girl, this is all new. You're not supposed to be perfect. It's just new. It's going to take some time to get good at some stuff. Imagine, like I always say this about compassion. We give ourselves compassion in everything else but weight loss. Like our kids, well, like even when we learned how to ride the bike. Like, we, of course, we would get discouraged, but we kept trying. We just didn't feel hopeless. Well, I keep messing up. Guess I need to quit. That's not what we would do. We'd be like, girl, you just got started. Your kids are the same way. We're so compassionate with them when they try something new, when they're doing something new. We are so compassionate and we have zero compassion for ourselves. When you try something new, it takes a minute to get good at it. This can't work for me. Instead, be like, I don't know that. I might be wrong that it won't work for me. I bet a lot of people came into NoBS, they thought it wouldn't work, and it did. Those are the little shifts in your thinking that we want to work on when you come into NoBS. What if I don't lose all my weight? Is that even worth thinking about? Every day that you're sitting around thinking that is keeping you out of action, out of doing things. It's just like a throwaway thought. I don't know what's going to happen, but at least I'm going to get after it. Sometimes you might notice that you're thinking, I'll probably screw up like the last time. How about deciding this time it doesn't have to be perfect, that you're going to make mistakes. And in the past, you quit over them, but now you're going to learn from them and move forward. It's going to take so long. Here's the truth. We don't know how long it's going to take to lose all your weight. But sitting around thinking about how long it's going to take, it's a lot better just to get going and get closer to it. How many times have y'all ever thought like, gonna take so long to do those dishes. I just don't want to do it. And then you get in there and it's not nearly as long as you thought it was going to be. The hardest part is 0 to 1, getting from step 0 to step 1. After that, it's so easy to stay in action, a lot easier once you get up and get going. You may not believe in your final destination weight loss goal. And that's okay. You lose weight one bite at a time. You lose weight one glass of water at a time. You lose weight 5 minutes of extra sleep at a time. That is how you lose weight. You lose weight whenever you're like, am I really hungry right now, or could I wait 5 minutes? That's where weight loss happens, in those little, doesn't happen in the pantry purge. It doesn't happen when we make an announcement to our family that we're vegan all of a sudden, or we're not going out to eat all summer. We're only eating salads from now to August. It happens in those moments when you're like, I think I could leave that bite. I believe I could wait 5 minutes to eat, just to see if I'm really hungry. Can you believe in those little things? For instance, with your food, can you believe you'll slow down eating at dinner? Can you believe you're just leave one bite of food to prove to yourself that you do not have to be a card-carrying member of the Clean Plate Club? Can you believe you'll wait 3 or 4 minutes when you think you're hungry? Can you believe that, you know, you can close the kitchen at 8 o'clock at night after dinner? Just little things today. Not, I'm going to never eat after 8 o'clock for the rest of my life. It's like, today, can I stop eating at 8 p.m.? Today, can I leave two bites? Not even today, at dinner or at lunch or at breakfast. With your planning, can you believe you'll just use the planner, see how you like it? Maybe you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so hard to plan my food. Never done that. Never been consistent at it. Just try it. See if you like it. It may not be as bad as you think it is. Can you believe that even if you're not ready to plan your entire day and everything that you're going to eat, that you could just write down one thing? If you know you always eat oatmeal for breakfast, start writing down oatmeal for breakfast. You're always going to get it right, number one. And it just gets you in the habit of making a plan, taking the time, making a plan. For the No BS Weight Loss course, can you believe that you'll learn something new? You know, I bet I'm going to hear something brand new that I didn't even know about myself. Can you believe that you'll at least try some of the stuff that Corinne and the coaches ask you to do? Just try. You're going to just do some of it. See what happens. When you believe that you can do those small, tiny, minute changes, it's so much better to believe in those than the big beliefs in the beginning, because they feel doable. I mean, if I say to you, I believe I can lose all of my weight and wear a bikini on the beach in Mexico next summer, seems hard. If I say, you know what, I believe I can leave two bites at dinner tonight, makes it easier. And when it feels doable, that means you do it. You start to do shit that feels doable. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. That's exactly what Corinne was talking about yesterday. You're waiting on a feeling to do shit. Won't you do shit? And the feeling will come. That's how it works. That's where confidence comes from. Motivation comes from. Belief comes from. It's from getting into action and starting to do some stuff. All that's going to follow along like a little duck following you behind. But you've got to take the first step and do something. And then you're like, I believe I can do that. I believe I could leave two bites. This was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. You know what? I'm so glad I wrote down breakfast. Was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. And then you do it because it feels doable to you. When things feel easy, you do more and more and more. And that's where momentum comes from. That's how you get momentum. At first, you might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough. Small things that you do every day that feel easy, that's where you get weight loss. I just want you to think about, when for those of you that say small things don't work, how many times have you gone all in? Big things, huge things, massive things. And after 2 weeks, you're like, oh my God, it's so hard. I can't live my life this way. They keep asking me to go out. My friends do. I'm having such a hard time. And then you just give up on your weight loss. Now we're going to do little things. We've done it that way 100 times and it just hasn't worked. And for all of you that say, well, it did work. I lost 80 pounds, but you gained it back. That's the other side of weight loss. That's the other side of the sentence. When you say, I want to go on a diet and I want to lose weight, or I want to change the way I'm eating, I want to be more healthy and I want to get to a normal weight. On the back end, you're also thinking and keep it off. On the back end, it's not like, I want to work really hard and lose all of this weight so I can gain it all back and do it again. That's not what you're thinking. You're going to do something different this time. We're going to do one little thing at a time. On your guide, you see, you'll see the three things that you can start believing in starting today. And you'll be able to see my chat as well. Tell me in the chat what you believe today. Three little things. Maybe I can listen to the No BS Weight Loss course. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of looking up everything I'm going to try to do to lose weight. I'm going to hear things that I don't think I can do. I'm going to try them anyway. I believe I can leave 2 bites. I believe, Debbie, remind me that at the end of the thing, Debbie. I believe that I can increase, go to bed 5 minutes early. Laura, I can leave a few bites. I did this morning. There you go. And it felt easy, I bet, right? It felt doable. Probably not as long, as hard as you thought it was going to be. One meal to plan. I know. I love that. I believe I can eat slower. Megan, how are you going to eat slower? You're going to put your fork down between each bite. You're going to eat with your non-dominant hand. How are you going to remind yourself in the moment to do that? I can drink a glass of water when I feel hungry. Yes. And just question it, right? Like, see if you're actually hungry. I love that so much. Like from that curiosity thing, instead of, well, I got to drink water to see if I'm really hungry. It's like, you know what? I'm going to try to figure out this hunger thing. I'm going to drink some water and see if I really am hungry. So good. So next, we're going to talk about how we define success. In weight loss, we always decided that the only way we're successful is if the scale tells us we are. That's it. Success is bastardized by the diet industry. We're no longer waiting on weigh-in day to feel good about ourselves. We're not waiting on a little plastic piece of, like, you know, with little, you know, dials and digits on there to tell us if we're good or we're bad, or if we've done well or we haven't done well. The only way for weight loss to not feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real success. We had on the coaching that we did right before this call, I had a lady who's been in the membership for 30 days and she's following her plan pretty much all the time and she's not losing weight. Do you know what she's discounting? She's not gaining weight. When she joined No BS, she's gaining weight. She's made changes. She slowed down the train. So I'm like, now we need to just dial in on doable hunger. She's going to work on, have I had enough? We celebrate. You know what? You stop down the gain train. You're moving in the right direction. You've made changes that you love and you would not want your life to be any other way. Let's just enjoy that. Celebrate that. Celebrate if you slow down at dinner. Celebrate if you leave bites behind. That's where you get weight loss. You don't get weight loss from throwing out all your kids' snacks. You get weight loss when you decide that your kids' snacks are not on your plan and they are no longer doing this right here. That's where you're going to lose weight. Every single time that you see your kids' snacks and you're like, you know what? maybe tomorrow, but not today. It's not on my plan. That's when you lose weight. Now, I want to talk about the planner. The planner does absolutely everything for you. So it's a lot of people will say, I'm busy. I don't have time to do the habit tracker. If you're really busy, you need to do the habit tracker. So what happens is you write your plan and you assess every day. And let me just say this. Well, I'll say this in a minute. I'll say that at the end. If you do the habit tracker at the end of the month, you can come back and in one page, you're like, this is what I did well. This is what I need to level up. This is what I need to work on for next month. You don't have to flip back through your planner and decide. And I'm going to also say this, closer to the end of the month, how many of us, like we're going to do like our month, like how much weight did I lose this month? The last week, we always say to ourselves, I'm going to finish strong. I better get my shit together if I want to lose weight this month, blah, blah, blah. Then we do so well that last week. And then we don't lose or we gain weight in the month. And then we're like, what the hell? I did so good. This doesn't make any sense at all. This must not be working. You forget that weeks 1, 2, and 3, you overate every single day at dinner. We only remember what we've done in the last few days. This habit tracker is going to remind you of where you were all along the month. The assessment that you do every day helps you see potential. And the 24-hour plan is just thinking about what's going on for you until you make a commitment, you know, while you make a commitment. So I'm traveling, right? I've got an event thing tonight. It's nice for me to think ahead about what do I have going on. Like they had breakfast downstairs. I'm not hungry for breakfast, but I brought bars with me. So I was like, today, I was like, I'm going to eat in the hotel room, a bar. It's amazing. Because I'm thinking, like, I'm not going to be hungry at 9 o'clock in the morning. Never am. It's just that thinking ahead of time. Now, the planner, we'll get to it in a minute. It is downloadable. It is fillable. It is printable. It is all the ovals. If you're like MJ, I've never been a planner. I don't want to be a planner. I don't understand anything about it. I don't know. I'm scared to death to plan. You have a couple of options. You can use a sheet of paper, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, write it down, sticky note. I don't care. And then come back at the end of the day and mark it. Maybe you're like, MJ, I've looked at the plan. I just want to fill out the top part. I don't want to answer any questions and I don't want to assess. That's fine too. You start where you are. What, remember, it's got to feel doable. Doable means you do shit. If you're looking at that planner and you're like, oh my God, I don't have this much time. Pick one page or take what you want from the planner and put it in a notebook until you're ready to go to the next step. Remember, this membership serves a lot of people. We've got people who are, we call them deep dive divas. They're like, give me all the paperwork. I want all the data. I love the data. I want the paperwork. I want the worksheets. I want everything. We've got to serve them. We've got moderation mamas who's got a little bit of time, not a ton of time. And then we've got the bottom line bitch, like just give it to me. I'm probably always just going to write my plan on a piece of paper. That's fine too. But we serve everybody. So if this planner, you're like, I don't know about like, you know, the assessment every day. I just want to write down my food and put a check mark. And then at some point you may find that you're like, I'm kind of learning a lot about myself from this. I want to add some of the questions in. That's when you, when it feels doable for you. That's when you do it. Now, our brain also loves certainty. It loves to know what's about to happen. So we're going to go ahead and make a decision for the next 30 days about how you're going to plan. Now, on here, it says, I will print the planner or download it to my digital device. You can even add, I'm just going to write it on a sheet of paper because that's what I'm ready for. You're going to decide, what am I going to do for the next 30 days? And for all of you that joined on the 2nd and you just got into membership on the 3rd, you start now. It's not like, well, I'll just listen to some stuff and then July 1st, I'm going to start that planner. No, we start now. No BS women don't wait for Monday. They don't wait to the 1st. They make a decision right now about getting started. That ain't going to mess nothing up. It's not going to mess a thing up in that planner. Decide and then put it in the chat. When and where are you going to make your 24-hour plan? Now, sometime before lunch is not an option. Corinne did this yesterday on Summer Reset. Get really specific. 6 o'clock in the morning on my couch with my cat and my coffee. At my dining room table at night after I clean up the kitchen. In bed right before lights out. Wherever it is, whatever it looks like to you. When you think about success in the next 30 days, what does it look like for you? Lose or maintain X amount of pounds, whatever that is. How do you feel in your body? Maybe you feel like a little bit more confident. Could be. Maybe you feel like you can breathe a little bit easier. How do you feel around food in 30 days? Maybe you're starting to plan some stuff that you thought was off limits to you, but you're like, you know what? I think I'm good. I think I can do this. I want to start planning some of this stuff. What else might you be thinking, feeling, and doing that would feel like success? Maybe you're planning every day. Maybe you're consistent at leaving a bite behind on your plate. Could be something like that. Maybe you've kind of gotten, you know, 80% of the time, you're a baller on, am I hungry? There's some of that that you want to think about. Now, I already talked about the bottom line bitch and all the thing. All right, I'm going to stop sharing for now. We're going to look at the website. We're going to talk about a little bit of stuff. So now you've made a commitment to yourself. These are really good. I like doing my plan on the iPad right before bed. Yes. Laura says success, planning 25 out of 30 days, making sure I get right back up to planning if I miss a day. Laura, I live by this. It is much, much like the amazing James Clear says in the book, Atomic Habits. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. If you see me do something one day, you'll never see me do it two in a row. If I forget to plan one day or I don't plan, I will always plan the next day. If I don't get my water in one day, I can promise you I will get it in the next. He is the best. I live and die by that. I love Maria says I plan at night on my iPad and finish in the morning with sleep on when after she slept on it and she tweaks it. I love it. Before we go to the website, what kind of bars do I eat? I have Kind breakfast bars. Sometimes I eat. And those RX bars were buy one, get one free at the Publix yesterday when I went by in the morning. So that is what I had because they were on special. Mm-hmm. Yep. I use whatever's on sale and I like peanut butter and I like dark chocolate flavor. So, and those, I don't love RX bars. I come and go with bars. Like I used to love RX bars. I think I ate so many of them. I got sick of them. I like Quest bars too. I do like Kind bars, but because they were on special. Because it's like, could I get my favorite bar or could I get one that's cheaper and on sale that I don't hate? That's what I decided to do. Shannon, should we plan alcohol the same as we do food? Yes. But Shannon, here's the thing. I'm actually talking about drinking on the Wednesday, like the teaching on Wednesday morning. You can check the training calendar and find out what time. You actually, though, the one thing about drinking, I always just a joke, don't wait until you're hungry. That's one thing, because people used to say, I need to wait till I'm hungry. Definitely not. Make sure you've had something to eat, or you're going to really be a lightweight, you know, because that's not good. Debbie says, is there anywhere to find information about diabetes, Ozempic, or fasting? So diabetes and Ozempic, a lot of those folks live in Facebook under the special diets subgroup. Okay. Fasting, we all fast, right, Debbie? I went to bed last night. I had dinner and I went to bed and I woke up and I did not eat till I was hungry. That was my fast. I don't have a time on my fast at all. If I'm hungry at 10, I eat at 10. If I'm hungry at noon, I eat at noon. Now, if your doctor, because since you said something about diabetes, if your doctor has recommended that you fast and you feel like that is the right choice for you, that is up to you. That's between you and your doctor. But the fasting that No BS does is, you know, when you're done eating for the day until you're hungry the next. So, yeah, it's just whatever works best for you, whatever works best for you. Okay. Your diabetic just got put on Ozempic. Yeah. I mean, we've got Corinne did actually a public podcast and we posted it inside the membership with a physician talking about weight loss drugs. It was really, really good. Lisa, if you have that, that would be good. I think it was also on her public, losing 100 pounds with Corinne podcast. Yeah, it's good though, but you can listen. It was a really good podcast, so you can take a listen to that as well. And I'm sure Coach Lisa is feverishly scouring the website, trying to find it for show. So there's that. All right. Let's see. I'm going to share my screen. I want to take you to the website, nobswomen.com. That is our membership website. So for those of you that joined yesterday or in the last like several weeks, we do have a membership website. It is nobswomen.com. That's where the No BS Weight Loss course is. That is where you can listen to Corinne. That's where you listen to everything. We want to make sure that you're spending most of your time there. We want to make sure you spend your time there. I'm going to just try to share. Can you see Corinne? And then if I move this around, you can see that. You can do that. Okay. Yay, it works. Because I was like, I hate to leave the chat up and then everybody can see the chat and then that's not good and y'all can't see the chat, can you? Did I make magic happen? I think I did. I think I made magic happen. Just saying. It's awesome. All right. When you very first join, you are brought here. Okay. This is just like, welcome to the family, your quick start. This is where you're going to land. I want you to watch this. And if you're a No BS woman, you've been around for a while, you need to come back over here and watch it. If you've not watched it in a while, make sure you do, because it is very, like, if I'm ever feeling down or a little defeated, or I forget what it, like, because sometimes I'm sitting behind my desk and I'm working hard trying to make this membership better for you, but I'll like just get in the rut of work, right? And there's two things I do. I go in the Facebook group and I love on y'all. And I come here and I watch some of this because it reminds me of that feeling I had when I first joined OBS and why I decided that this was, you know, the place for me to be. But for all of you who just joined this week, I want you to click here to schedule your new member onboarding meeting. There's a video from me. You can click the schedule. Now, listen to what I'm going to tell you. If you're past your first week, wait, we're going to send you two more invitations. So when you first join, you got some certain questions. After you've been here for a couple of weeks, we want to put you on a call with people who have been here for a couple of weeks, have similar questions to you. And then close to the end of the month, you'll get a different link. So we'll make sure that everybody that's on the call is sort of at the same place in their first month's journey. I'm going to tell you, we look at the data of women who take advantage of these new member onboarding calls. Their success, their length of stay inside of No BS is longer because you've gotten your questions asked. We put you on a call with three other women. So you're on there with four members. They may have questions. They may be further along than you have a question that you didn't even know you had. You're like, oh my God, I'm so glad you asked. Then like a week later, you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's what she asked on that new member call. I want to make sure that you're taking advantage of these. You've got three, you cannot join Weight Watchers and have three opportunities to get on the phone with Oprah. No, we have got new member coaches who know how this membership works, who can help you. Use us up. y'all join the membership and you're like, well, it's just too much. Look at everything you're getting. Take advantage of at least one of the calls. You don't have to come to all three, but at least one. Make sure you connect with us. Let us get to know you personally. And then you're going to go straight into the No BS Weight Loss course. And I am not going to belabor you through this whole thing. I just, things that you need to know where they are. This is what you joined for. This is the No BS Weight Loss course. This is where every single thing that you need to know to lose all of your weight, this is the foundational pathway inside of No BS. I want, before you join Facebook, before you do anything else inside this membership, except book your new member call, I want you to finish the No BS Weight Loss course. Y'all, this is where you learn everything you need to know. Then you can take what you learned over into Facebook, have a much deeper discussion with people. Live here first. I'm going to tell you something. There are people who join this membership, and this is the truth. They join this membership, and then they'll leave, and they'll be like, I was in that Facebook group every day for 2 months, and I never saw a course. Y'all, we've got a website, an amazing website. Facebook is not where you lose weight. It's this website. And then after you've been here for 30 days, this amazing little button will appear, and you will get our transcript book. And we're about to change the name of it, but I'm not going to tell y'all what it'll be, but it's, the name's about to be changed. You have two ways to listen. You can either listen here on the videos. It tells you exactly how long they are, and you can even 2x speed them. Or if you're like, girl, I cannot be sitting around, doinking around, watching videos all day. I might want to come back and watch them. I ain't got time all the time. Guess what? You can listen to it on a podcast. Come here for all of the instructions. You can take it on the go. I rarely listen to anything on our website. Rarely. Now, do I listen to everything? Yes. I listen to it when I'm walking. I listen to it when I'm like drying my hair. I got one AirPod in, like Corinne was talking about on Summer Reset yesterday. One AirPod in, one AirPod out. If I'm drying my hair, if I'm putting on my makeup, if I'm washing dishes, if I'm going for a walk, if I'm just sitting outside, that's when I get content in. It's not like I've got to have time to sit down and devote it. No, you got to get it in your head. Just get through it. If you want to go back and revisit certain things, it's always going to be there. You just go back. You just go back. And then a lot of times we hear people say, oh my God, it's so much paperwork. If you don't have time to do worksheets and stuff at first, don't. Come back, listen to the No BS Weight Loss course, and then be like, oh, you know what? Those four N's, I don't know a whole lot about it. That's like module 2, breaking diet thinking. Just come here and get the worksheets for this module. Like, that's the one I need to work on. I need to work on that. That's when you come back and you do the worksheets for that thing. Now, we're going to talk about the planner is here as well. Download your planner. It's right here. Thank you, Shops a Lot, Jean. 30-day planning. You can, again, print it, download it to your digital device. Anything you want is fillable. You can just type in the answers. It is so, all the instructions you need are right here. That's what you need to download and print. Unless you're like, MJ, I'm not ready for the planner, then all you don't even need to do this yet. You just need to write down a sheet of paper what you want. So easy. Now, we do have other private member podcasts. I don't even want you to worry about those until you have finished the No BS Weight Loss course. So we do have that. I showed you that weight loss course podcast a second ago. We have self-paced workshops. Those are all the bonus courses that you can take. The live training replays podcast is also on the website. You can get it whenever you're ready to listen to live content, and then quick hits. So those are like 20 minutes or less. The best of No BS. Love it. All of the instructions to get all four of these are on our website under Private Member Podcast. And you need to do it four times. So you'll probably already have the No BS Weight Loss one. And then if you want self-paced workshops, live training replays, quick hits, you can come here and get it. Now, remember, a minute ago I said, we have a deep dive diva, moderation mama, and bottom line bitch. If you are like, what are you even talking about, MJ? I can't take it. It's too much for me. Just do the weight loss course. My deep dive divas are like, thank God, can have all the Corinne I want, like a fire hose, like drinking from a fire hose. This is amazing. They're excited. And you are thinking, if you're a bottom line bitch or a moderation mama, oh no, too much for me. Then don't do it. If it doesn't feel doable, don't do it. If it feels like too much for a deep dive diva, this feels exciting. Not overwhelming. Not like it's too much. If you're like, I got to stay in my lane. There's nothing wrong with that. We're all built differently. Just want to say that. And then Facebook and accountability. Now, here's what I'm going to say about Facebook. I've already talked about Facebook a little bit. Facebook is recess. Facebook is lunchtime. Facebook is not class time. If you have written your plan and you have, listen to some content for the day and you've got extra time, then you can go to Facebook. That's not the first place you go. If you've not made a plan, don't get into Facebook. Facebook is not going to help you lose 1 pound. Facebook is great for support. Facebook is amazing to crowdsource. Like, hey, what y'all put in your water? And then everybody gets going on it. I'm really having a hard time with figuring out when I've had enough. What are some of your cues? Great place to go for that kind of stuff. If you are, I just can't get going and wanting to have a kumbaya, that is not the place to go. If you are really struggling, having a hard time getting going, you're going to go to Ask Coaches so a coach can help you. I'm going to show you where that is in a minute. Also, accountability partners and groups. We are switching up a little bit how we're going to do it. So what we have found, people join OBS, they're like, I'm doing all things, it's awesome. Bring it on. They sign up for an accountability group and then they never get back in it. Because they're like, I'm going to do all the things. We want you to finish modules 1 and 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course before you sign up for an accountability group. It's very important to finish modules 1 and 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course before you sign up for accountability. First of all, y'all are all on the same page. You've started, by the time you're finished with modules 1 and 2, you've settled in a little bit. You've probably written about a week's worth of plans or at least a half a week's worth of plans. You know what your stumbling blocks are. You know what you need to work on. So much easier to offer help and accept help and to have questions, good questions to ask. So make sure you finish modules 1 and 2 before you sign up. We have stuff. We have courses that you can take. Once you finish the OBS weight loss course, you come over here. We will tell you exactly what to do. There's a quiz on that page. Can do all the things. And you can poke around in here all you want, but it really goes down to Private Member Podcast, No BS Weight Loss Course. And then we are about to get into coaching, Ask Coaches. Those are really the main three things. The No BS Weight Loss Course on the website, the Private Member Podcast, that new member call, God love us all, sign up for that. You just do that until you're done with No BS. Then you can add Facebook and accountability and all that other fun stuff that we have. You don't have to do it all right now. Ask Coaches, though, is where you go for the most help from the No BS coaches. We only hire No BS women. Meech, that we just hired, is a No BS woman. She has lost weight with No BS. She's been active in the Facebook group. She used all the tools inside of No BS to help her be successful in her weight loss. Those are who we hire. We don't even put it out into the universe, only into this membership when we're hiring people. There are 10 of us. We believe in this membership and in this weight loss program as much as or even more than Corinne does. We literally eat, sleep, and breathe your weight loss because we know this works. It changed our lives. We all joined, found Corinne, lost weight, went to the life coach school, became certified life coaches. I was a physical therapist in my past life in a nursing home for years and years and years. And I joined this membership, lost weight. It even helped my daughter who has mental health issues, bipolar, anxiety, all the things. And I was like, I need some more of that. And I happened to work for Corinne. I did not know when I went to the life coach school I was going to. I want you to use this up. When you come in to ask coaches, you click here to submit your question. You give it a title, you ask your question. In 24 to 48 hours, you come back here, click here to see recent answers. And here is the questions and the answers. If you notice, it is anonymous to the membership. So like up here, Nicole said, thanks, Nicole. We know it was Nicole, but only because she told us. All the other ones, it does not say who it is. And then here's the answer from the coach. Since it is anonymous to the membership, you do not get an email at all. So you just have to come back in 24 to 48 hours. Here's a question. Here's an answer. You can see she's writing in about her husband's drinking. Doesn't even have nothing to do with her. Well, it has something to do with her, but you know what I mean? Sleep. No BS weight loss course. Where do I find this? Like, such a good question. Here it is right here. Number three, the No BS weight loss course. It's right here. All of this stuff is so like you, a lot of people come in here and use it like Reddit. Like they use it literally, like they'll come in here in the morning, see what did the coaches answer yesterday? What was asked? What did the coaches answer? A lot of times, thank you, Lisa. A lot of times people put like their initials. Of course, when I'm looking at it, like I can't find it, but thoughts of quitting, AP. They put their initials at the end so they know afternoon urge, HW. So it's easy for them to come back and like see. And look how many pages you got here. Now, if you need coaching help, questions about anything, no BS related, life related, doable hunger, water, any of that stuff, you come straight here. If you ever have any tech questions, podcast problems, billing questions, website issues, calendar issues, any of that sort of stuff. If you see on the bottom of every page of the No BS website, there is a blue question mark. Doesn't matter what page you're on. It's at the, well, there ain't one here. Oh yeah, there it comes. It took me a second. I was like, what the hell? Bottom of every page, doesn't matter what page. You click there and that will email support. Now they will email you back. And if you're not on the website, support@pmptribe.com. We used to be called PMP Tribe, but that is what you write in, or you just click the blue question mark. Every month, you're going to hear us talk about a monthly weight loss challenge. Look, I love a challenge. I have a good time with the challenge. It does keep me motivated. It keeps me moving. Some people hate a challenge. Remember, we got all kinds of people inside of No BS. If a challenge is for you and you're like, girl, it just keeps me motivated. Or if you're like, it's the dumbest thing I ever heard. I don't like challenge. I just want to stay in my lane, do my work. Then don't do it. Simple as that. All of this is available to you on this website, but not everything is for you. I'll say it one more time. Everything is available to you, but not everything is for you. Right? We have a maintenance course. If you're not in maintenance, it's available to you. You can listen to it. It's not for you. Some people, we did Movement May last month. Some people didn't like it. It was not for them. It was available to them, but it was not for them. Just like when you open up Netflix, it's all available to you, but I hate scary movies, like heart, bloody gore. It's available to me, but it is not for me. No, ma'am. I'm not watching it. But it's available. But I don't get pissed off. Well, I mean, I might as well cancel damn Netflix. I mean, I'm not even going to be able to use that part. No, that's not what we do. We're like, oh, I'll just skip that. It's not for me. That's how no BS works. Everything is available to you, but not everything is for you. So if you love a challenge, come check out the Monthly Weight Loss Challenge and join us. We give out fabulous prizes at the end of every month. Make sure you check it out. I do want to mention, we do have a private coaching option, like Coach Lisa, all the other coaches inside of No BS have private clients. They meet with them every single week. If you want to know more about private coaching, now that is not included in your membership. There's two things, only two things out of everything I have shown you, and I didn't even show you everything that is included in your membership. Private coaching and our events are not included in your membership. Come check them out. Private coaching is here on this website. You can find out more about private coaching there. We are also hosting a virtual event in July in Nashville. In-person tickets have sold out, but virtual is still available. We still have some swag available. You want to make sure and go check it out. Corinne just did a swag reveal. You can see what you're going to get. She just did it this week, 2023 No Excuses Camp. You can find out everything you need to know. We do have special guests coming in. It's a 3-day event. You get calls with me and Coach Kathy before the event. We also have special calls after the event. You get your very own camp Facebook group. But check it out right here. It is amazing under events, which is also where you get your summer reset replays, which are available as well. Summer reset is ready. It's included, right? Here's like, we even gave you like lessons that would like work with it. I love it so much. Here's all the replays. See, she broke it down for you. Here's the transcripts of the entire thing, the guide. Like, it's so good. And then digital swag special bonuses. Come on now. That's awesome. It's already ready. All right. Man, I'm a little early. I'll answer questions. What y'all got for me? Tell me, ask me anything. I'm right here. I got like 5 minutes. I'll answer anything you want me to answer for you. You just pop it in the chat. If you don't have anything, we'll get out of here early. But if you got questions, I've got answers. Or Lisa has answers. Somebody's got answers. Anybody got any questions? As you can see, I'm not as cussy as Corinne. I can't get as fiery as Corinne, but I'm not as cussy. I'm Corinne Light, is what I like to call myself. Corinne Light. Yeah, that's about what I am. All right. Looks like y'all got a problem. I struggle with the 24-hour plan, Kristen. If you are working on, look, I'm gonna just show you a little bit. I am struggling. I don't even want you to say I'm struggling. I'm trying to figure out the best way to do my 24-hour plan. First of all, ask yourself, is planning my entire day, snacks and all, doable for me? Now, there are a couple ways you can do your 24-hour plan. Especially when you're first starting, give yourself options. So, breakfast, McDonald's, or bagel with cream cheese, like an egg McMuffin or bagel with cream cheese. Lunch, sandwich from home, or out to lunch at the office, you know, better and best choice, whatever it is. If you have a really, like, if you're really having a hard time starting with snacking, give yourself a list of snacks. You don't have to eat them all. Just because it's on your plan doesn't mean you have to eat it all. Okay. Like, there's that. It's hard to plan the entire day. Why, Kristen? Why is it hard to plan the entire day? Like, tell me, Why is it so hard to plan the entire day? You type and I'll come back. Is there an example on how to fill out your 24-hour plan? Not really. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. There is a time thing over on the side. That's for, like, I use a calendaring system here at work. So I don't really need to do that. We used to have it here when I was a member at first. We used to have that there and I didn't have a calendaring system. I still had kids at home. So I use that calendar to like write in my kids' activities at the, in, you know, in the morning so I could kind of keep up with it. I don't use it at all now. I don't use it because I have my calendaring system. So it's not, it's available to me, but it's not for me. I don't need it. And so you just, you know, just fill out the what you think you're going to have today. That's all you do. Laura Vaughn, how you doing, Ladybug? You know, I do love you so much, Laura, and I miss you terribly. Is exchanges permissible in maintenance and what could be considered an exchange? Excuse me. I feel like I have dust in my throat, y'all. You can make a swap. There are lots of reasons you would make a swap. So I've always talked about like my, I have like vegetables before that I've planned and my people have absconded with it. So I write it down, some kind of something in my refrigerator. And then my people go to work and it's gone. And I didn't know it was gone. It was there last night when I wrote my plan, but now it's gone. I'm going to swap that out. I'm not going to call that off plan. I, like literally it wasn't available to me. Okay. Like I don't have a problem with that. I like my reasons. First of all, the thing wasn't even there. So you kind of have to, right? So that's like, you know, that's a good swap. Let's say that, you planned, chicken and a salad and you told your kids to lay out the chicken and they didn't. And when you got home from work, it was still frozen. And then you're like, okay, we got to go pick something up because we have no chicken. Like we, literally, we have not got it. I would not write a discovery worksheet or call myself off plan if I went to Chick-fil-A and got a grilled chicken salad. I'd be like, same difference, right? Like whatever. But you want to love your reasons. If you notice that like every once in a while it happens and you make a swap because something like that, like life gets in the way, that's fine. If you, like if it just happens, but if you notice that quite often you're like, oh, that sounds so much better. You know, I just don't want that. I just want whatever. It just sounds like it would taste better to me. That's the trap you want to be careful for. Because that is just like not planning, because there's a version of you that makes your plan. She's thinking about weight loss. She's thinking about maintenance. She's thinking about like all of that kind of stuff. She's thinking about those things. And then you want to watch out for that version of you in the moment that's like it's been a long day. That just sounds better. I'm going to call it an equal swap. You want to be really careful. I'm struggling to journal. Don't spend much time just thinking. Maybe I don't know what I'm thinking, but seem fine. Sue, if you want to, there's a couple ways that you can journal. Like a lot of times journal for me, I did not like to journal. I was like, I was the kid that always got a diary every year. And like, I would like with the little key. And then I would like write down like, you know, Mary Jones Stigall, like hearts and do all the things. And then I'd lose the key. I'd never open it up again. And so what I did at first, I would write down, I would set a timer for like 2 minutes and just write anything that came into my mind. And then that's kind of how I got in the habit of it. Let me see. Yeah, Sheila said, if you've been here for 6 months, it's not an actually coaching call for those new member calls. It's to answer questions about getting started. A lot of people, when they come in, they have that all or nothing, you know, we're used to the pantry purge and we're used to going all in those little small changes. Even what we think is a little small change, people are planning way bigger than that, showing them where things are on the website. That's what those are for. Not, it's not a coaching call. Kristen, I have also allowed stress to affect my food choices. Okay. Well, if you know you're planning for stress, before you get stressed, decide what you want to have. And then remind yourself when you get there, it's just stress. I'm going back to Kristen. Work, and when I get home, I'm helping husband with outside work and don't want what I originally planned. So, Kristen, that's what I have to say. Do you not want it? Because, like, here's the thing. You were talking about using that calendar. Like, it's summertime. If you know that your husband is going to get you to work outside, and when you come inside, you've planned to make a meal that's going to take an hour, give yourself choices. So if it's raining outside and you end up not having to work outside, like, then, you know, plan that version of the meal. I have frozen cauliflower pizza. I love, it's like Lean Cuisine, I think. Weight Watchers, 3-meat cauliflower pizza. I love that stuff, right? And so put that on your plan. On Sundays, get a rotisserie chicken, tear it up, and get a bag of salad. So whenever you write your plan, give yourself choices. Make it so easy. So it would be this extravagant meal that you've planned to cook, or rotisserie chicken salad, or the amazing meal. Give yourself a couple of choices. There's nothing wrong with not wanting it. Shannon said, it's going to take some time getting used to not going all in and having strict diet rules for it. Yes, you're right, Shannon. It does take a while to do that. The diet trauma is something I didn't even realize I had. I'm going to learn. And we talk about diet trauma inside of the No BS Weight Loss course. So there's that. Bridget says, I'm a longtime member, but stuck when I approached the 200-pound line and suddenly gained back 5 to 6 pounds. On Tuesday, watch the coaching from today. I coached somebody on that, I think, first. Watch that. Hopi, I've been a member since 2019 and still struggle with nighttime snacks. Any new ideas about overcoming those urges and overeats? Make sure you listen to the new urges. If you've not gone through module 3 of the No BS Weight Loss course, even if you have and you're still struggling with it, Hopi, I want you to go back through that. I don't care if you got to go through it 3 or 4 times. I want you to do every worksheet in there. I want you to take every plan, every single thing over to Ask Coaches. There, if you're still struggling with it, you need us to help you with it. We can, but you got to do the work, and we will help. We'll do the work with you. I'm scared and eating M&Ms. Okay, you're scared. I don't know what you're scared about, right? But in the past, you've probably reminded yourself, you've probably trained yourself that M&Ms, and it does, like, it gives you that little dopamine hit in the second. But the thing you're scared of does not go away. When you go through, if you're brand new, get through module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. That's your thoughts. Work through that. If you've been here for a while, go back through it. And if you're still struggling, go back through it and help. Let us help you. How do I skirt the fear? You, Joan, module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course is the 4 N's. So you're thinking something, you might not even want to skirt the fear. It's first finding out what you're afraid of and deciding if that's a true fear or if it's just some stories that you've made up in your head. Module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. Oh, Lisa, I should have scrolled on that, girl. You ahead of me, honey. Bridget, the coaching session I talked about will be released on Tuesday. So we update the video replay pages and the private member podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays. So Sundays calls will go on Tuesday, and then we update on Friday. Oh, Lisa, you're so ahead of me. My gosh. Lisa, you're the best. I'm like answering questions. Lisa done got it handled, yo. She's the best. Let's see. I think we're good. Are we good? Oh, but Mary Beth asked, I'm struggling with the idea of not tracking calories. I've never had success without it. I eat pretty well. I just struggle to know what combo of food totals, and I could be eat pretty well, but be at 2,600 calories without even thinking about it. All right, Mary Beth, here we go. You have used something outside of yourself to tell you how many calories you should have. And it is can be scary when you've decided to listen to yourself. Okay. And decide what your body is asking for. So sometimes there are days I don't eat much at all. No, it's not a hungry day. There are some days I eat like a ass end. I could eat the ass end out of a rag doll, as my mama used to say. I was so hungry. Just eating. It depends on hormones. It depends on a lot of things. So what the problem with calorie counting so often is, especially like those points kind of things. So let's say that you can have 2,000 calories a day. I don't know. I don't even know how many calories are in things. And you have one of those days where you're not really hungry at all. And you get to the end of the day and you're like, I mean, gosh, I got like extra. I could go ahead and eat. Now, you know, you're not hungry. You're stuffed from dinner, but you're like, I don't want to waste those. Like, it's like 800 calories. Could have like a bowl of ice cream. I don't know, whatever it is. And even though you know you're not hungry, you go ahead and eat because they're available to you. And on the converse, on the other hand, sometimes you've used all your points and it's hot and you've been exerting yourself, maybe under a lot of stress at work, lots of stuff going on. Because if you're like starting a new job, like when you start a new job, using your brain burns as many calories as exercise and you're starving. You're like, I can't eat anything. All my calories are gone. And you sit there and you starve yourself crazy. Just starving, going to bed hungry. Because Oprah said you can't have no more points. You're out of calories. We're just not doing that right now. And I understand it feels different for you. So what I want you to do, I want you to just start with planning. Start with planning. Just write it down. Now, we get into good, better, best at some point, and we talk about that at some point. I want you to just do that. And I want you to pick one side of doable hunger. Either am I hungry? I would start with am I hungry. What you want to do is start to question it. So when you think you're hungry, I want you to just drink a glass of water and wait like 10 minutes. See what happens. If you think you're still hungry, eat. And then go over to ask coaches. Let us help you as you figure this out. Okay. Make sure you do that. But just make sure it's doable. Because what you're wanting to do with these calories is like, and now I have to plan everything. And then like, I got to do it right. And you don't know how many, you know, you're worried about what to write down. Just start by writing it down. Whatever you're currently eating, just write it down. All right, y'all. Have a good rest of your day. It was amazing spending the afternoon with y'all. And I will, if you did not make it to Summer Reset yesterday, go check out the replays. The amazing marketing team got them up. Let us know if you need anything and ask coaches tech questions? All right, y'all. Have a good rest of your Sunday.